This week, there have been two attempts by North Koreans to seek sanctuary in Western embassies and compounds in Beijing, China. Since March, scores of North Korea asylum seekers have tried to flee via China. China has returned some to North Korea and allows others to go to Seoul, South Korea. The North Koreans are in some cases organized by Christian groups dedicated to helping them escape. Douglas Shin is a pastor with one such group called Exodus 21, and he joins us from Los Angeles. Mr. Shin, is this a bit like the Underground Railroad of former times in this country when there were slaves?
Yes and no, because the Underground Railroad we are trying to build pretty much toward the third countries surrounding China, that is Mongolia and some Southeast Asian countries. Now, the foreign mission asylum bid is the alternative to the Underground Railroad because the railroad has been blocked by the Chinese authorities.
So you're saying that since people cannot escape from North Korea to places like Mongolia, then it is easier for them to get to Beijing and seek sanctuary in a Western compound?
Right, but they have no other choices but to take this. It's not quite easy, but we just don't have any choices. We are forced to take this last resort.
Remind us of what happened this week. There have been two attempts. One involved the embassy of Ecuador. What's going on?
Well, on Monday, they tried to run into the building that is housing the Ecuadorian embassy on the sixth floor. So 12 tried, and four of them ran away bleeding, beaten by the Chinese police with a club. But eight of them, unfortunately, all got arrested. Six among the eight are the women, and there are three children ranging 10 to, 16.
How are you organizing this network? You're in Los Angeles. Are you in contact with people in either North Korea or China? Are you communicating by email or just
by,
how?
By email, by international phone. And sometimes I go to the field, you know, in disguise sometimes. My original field was in Mongolia. I worked there 6 months out of a year in the year 2000, and I got arrested twice, got deported.
So do you have any plans to go back and do this sort of thing again?
Yes, I have bigger plans to help my people with.
Are people fleeing because there is more persecution under Kim Jong-il? Are they fleeing because there are more people willing to help them flee?
I should say that the answer should be a third one. They are fleeing because they are hungry, basically. But then once they have fled their country, they cannot go back because they are branded as a traitor. And once they are forcibly returned, they will have to face the persecution.
Why have Christian groups such as yours gotten involved?
Well, because whether we are Christian or Buddhist, we cannot just keep our eyes open and let this thing happen before our eyes. People are dropping dead like flies left and right because of hunger. And then after they fled the famine, then they are being hunted down like rats on the street, as one of the Western media described last year.
Well, Douglas Shin, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Douglas Shin is a pastor with a group called Exodus 21, and he spoke to us from Los Angeles.